For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Go.
Mexico talks, but they do nothing for us, especially at the border. Certainly don't help us much on trade.
President Trump met at the White House with California officials who oppose sanctuary cities. The mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, had tipped off immigrants about an upcoming ICE raid.
To me, that's obstruction of justice.
President Trump's personal lawyer is mentioned in his financial disclosure form. There is no mention of the $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, but there's a footnote saying the president fully reimbursed Michael Cohen in 2017. The nation's ethics office chief says he considers it payment on a loan that was required to have been on last year's financial disclosure form, not this year's. He has passed his concerns to the Justice Department. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
FBI Director Christopher Wray told a Senate panel the Bureau has concerns about the possibility of the Chinese telecom firm ZTE gaining a powerful position in the U.S. market.
That gives them the capacity to maliciously modify or steal information. That gives them the capacity to conduct undetected espionage. That gives them the capacity to exert pressure or control.
Instrumental in stopping a gunman at a school in Illinois, a police officer assigned to the high school. Dixon Police Chief Stephen Howell said a student who'd been expelled came to the school with a gun and fired several shots near the gym where the other students were taking part in a graduation run-through.
While pursuing the suspect shot several rounds towards the officer, at which time the officer returned fire and struck the suspect.
The 19-year-old gunman was wounded and taken to the hospital. No one else was injured. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's new research connecting mood disorders with our body clocks. With details, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The study from the University of Glasgow says people out of tune with their body's natural rhythms are more prone to depression and bipolar disorder. The study finding people who were active at night and inactive during the day were up to 10% more likely to have a mood disorder, and the researchers suggest some of it can be traced to people staying up at night looking at their phones or other devices. The study couldn't determine if mental illness is a symptom or a cause of having an internal clock that's out of whack. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The comments made by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, about blaming the terrorist group Hamas for the violence at the Gaza border have been supported by the U.S. State Department. John Clemens reports.
That support came from Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department, who said the leaders of Hamas have incited the attacks against Israel.
We have had many Gazans who have suffered from the loss of medical care, not being able to have access to enough medical care, not having access to consistent electricity, food, jobs, and many other things as well. The misery that is faced by people in Gaza is because of a result of Hamas.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.